So our sermon today is based on a reading from Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. Then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the man working the vineyard, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this tree, and I still find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." Thank you, God, for the gift of your word, which enlightens, encourages, and challenges us. Well, never thought you'd ever hear a sermon about manure, did you? Well, I never thought I'd ever preach a sermon about manure. Actually, that's not the gist of the message we'll find in today's scripture, although it goes very well with our continuing discernment of what it means to sow, grow, and know. Because every now and then, a struggling plant needs some fertilizer to help it grow, to refresh and reinvigorate its roots. After all, fertilization fosters fruitfulness. Usually when we read one of Jesus' parables, we try really hard to make each and everything in it, man, fig tree, vineyard, fruit, soil, manure, stand for something. And it can get kind of convoluted and confusing. Is God the man who planted the fig tree? Is Jesus the gardener? Is the vineyard the world or the church? Is the fig tree Israel or another country? Or a person, perhaps someone who professed to believe in and follow God, but had nothing to show for it? And depending where your mind is at when you read this particular parable, all those are legitimate, valid metaphors worth pondering over. One time you read it, one object may stand out to you, the tree. The next time you read it, something entirely different, the fig, will catch your eye. That's what makes parables fun for me, as well as encountering other odd angles to contemplate. It may not seem like such a good idea to plant a fig tree in the middle of a vineyard. For 3 years, the vineyard owner claimed nothing had grown on that tree. 3 years. He kept checking on it, but there was nothing on it. The owner had a reasonable expectation fig trees should have figs on them. The owner was finally fed up with finding no figs on the tree. I wonder if he realized it actually takes 3 years for a fig tree to reach maturity and start producing fruit. I don't think the entire blame for being unproductive should fall on the poor tree. It was out there in the vineyard by itself, isolated with no other fig trees around, no buddies to commiserate with. It needed some help. It needed some TLC and companionship. It needed someone to believe in it and take better care of it. What if the vine dresser had been neglecting it all this time? Maybe his hands were full with taking care of the grapevines and he couldn't properly care for the fig tree. And now that he'd been called out on his neglect, he scurried to make things right by promising to work with that tree and get it growing good. "Let me help it," he said. "Give it a second chance." He was ready to get down and dirty with the tree in hopes of making it blossom again. What a hopeful guy. The owner of the vineyard listened to the vine dresser's plan and apparently approved it. Now, if we indeed see the vineyard owner as God, this is a story of hope and redemption. God is indeed the God of second chances, even for fruitless fig trees. As 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about his promise of salvation, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." God would never be so hasty and heartless as to say, "Cut this useless tree down." The God of second chances instead says, "Let's keep trying. Let's work with this tree to make it better." The God of second chances knew what was in that tree's core better than anyone, including the vine dresser. God knew what challenges and obstacles that fig tree faced. Maybe it was a tired tree. Maybe it was a lonely tree. God could see it needed some more time, some more help, some more love. God didn't want to give up on that tree. If you think of Jesus as the vine dresser, that's an apt analogy. Some trees, some people need someone to step up and stand up for them, someone to intercede for them and say, let's not be too hasty to cut them down or cut them off. Let's keep trying to make something of them. The vine dresser took responsibility for the fig tree, but he had his work cut out for him. It didn't take long for him to figure out what the tree needed to fulfill its destiny and be converted from useless to fruitful. One of Jesus' most important roles as our Savior is to intercede with us, to stand before God in our stead, or sometimes stand right beside us and plead our case to receive redemption, reconciliation, and restoration. We all need someone who believes in us and cares for us and goes to bat for us. And sometimes, as the vine dresser in the parable discerned, sometimes we need a little boost, a little stress, a little challenge, a little push, yeah, a little fertilizer to stir things up. Once again, it's about getting back to the garden, and sometimes you have to go through stuff to find your strength and your purpose. It's wonderful to realize that in that vast vineyard, the owner noticed that one tree, that one out-of-place tree. The vine dresser recognized it was different. It had different needs, and he had been neglecting it. Let me give it some love, he said. Let me work with it for a little longer. Something good can happen here. And the God of second chances said yes to that idea and to that fig tree. The God of second chances says yes to you. Even though you may feel isolated and overlooked, God knows you're out there. And God knows exactly where you are, just as the vineyard owner knew exactly where that fig tree was and how to find it. He came to check on it time after time. And wasn't it great that at that one particular moment when the owner was starting to get frustrated, the vine dresser was there to step in and calm him down and offer another option. It was not so much manure that the tree needed. Someone needed to spread some love around its root, to let it know it mattered and someone cared. The vineyard owner didn't want to get rid of that tree and cast it aside, but he did want it to be productive. God wants to give us every opportunity to grow and produce fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All the things that grow in God's own garden, all the things that Jesus Christ embodies for us and tries to plant in us. What fruit are we trying to grow here in this church? I would say a big one for this church is one that's not on the biblical list, but probably needs to be: generosity. I am a grateful recipient of your generosity. Or maybe that falls under the heading of kindness. Our community will be a recipient of our generosity and hospitality and kindness as we segue into being a distribution center should there be more flooding and fires this year. As God continues to challenge us to sow, grow, and know, we can be sure that we don't do our work alone or in vain. Just as the vine dresser standing for Jesus vowed to the owner a standing for God, to work with that tree and give it special care until it reached its potential, so Jesus vows to work with us so that we can reach our potential and be happy, productive trees in the garden of God. We may feel sometimes we're this lone and lonely tree in the middle of bustling, blooming, bursting vines, but we have been planted right here at this time, in this place, for our singular God-given purpose. We have been planted where we most need to be. So we need to be true to our calling as disciples of Christ, to be a movement of wholeness in a fragmented world, to welcome all to the table of the Lord and the garden of God, just as Christ has welcomed us. Growth doesn't happen overnight. It happens with steadiness and steadfastness, with faith and fortitude, with time and tenacity. When you are faithful, you will be fruitful. When you are fruitful, you will be faithful. I bet you once that fig tree got exactly what it needed when Christ had interceded, when the God of second chances held out hope to it and gave it time to repent, renew, and refocus, I believe it became a beautiful, fruitful addition to the garden of God. And that same thing can happen to us. So pile it on, God. Fertilize us and inspire restoration and revival in us. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for giving us second chances, yes, more than one, always welcoming us back to try again when we mess up, when we're not as productive as we should be, when we lose sight of the prize for which we strive. Spread your love over us and around us, and help us become beautiful and productive and fruitful for you. And thank you for the Savior, Jesus Christ, whoever intercedes for us and challenges us and loves us. Amen. Mm-hmm.